last year you had the contract.
Yeah.
Were you coming off surgery too?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was my finger surgery, but.
Oh, finger surgery.
Yeah.
Now you're out there actually.
Doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is that different for you then?
Man, it's way different. Because usually this time of year, I'm just watching. Well, for the last 2 years, I was. And just being out there, being able to execute and, just getting my feet, my legs up under me. I mean, it feels good. You know, I did a lot of hard training this offseason. I came back and continued that. And, I feel like I'm playing really well right now.
Do you think that missing that time did maybe come back to haunt you during the season? Staying healthy and those kind of things?
You know what? The first year it didn't. You know, after the year we won the Super Bowl, it didn't that year. But last year, it was just a little different. When I came into training camp, I felt a difference. I wasn't in as great a shape as I usually was. And I think, you know, some of that goes to, like, the training I was doing. You know, I was doing a specific training for 4 years straight, and then got redundant. So then, you know, last year I did it again, and I was like, man, it's getting old. So, you know, maybe I wasn't putting everything into it because, you know, mentally I'm like, all right, well, this is getting old, right? So then I switched the training up this offseason, and I feel fresh again. I feel new. I've been doing different things. And, I think I was talking to some other players, you know, you can't do the same thing every offseason, every workout. You know, something got to switch up. So I've been doing some different things, and I feel good.
So what have you been doing differently?
Just a lot of, like, I've been focusing on a lot of single leg exercises because, you know, rarely when you play football, you're rarely on one leg. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, you're rarely on two legs. You know, you're rarely stagnant. So a lot of single leg exercises, single leg plyometrics, you know, heel work. I've been doing a lot of those things, and, I feel more explosive. I feel faster than I was the last 2 years. I feel good. I've been getting a lot of compliments, so and I've been working on a lot of core exercises too. So I feel like me, personally, I need to work on my legs and my core. You know, last year I had my hamstring. Maybe it wasn't strong enough, you know, so I've been focusing on that.
Did you stay here to do it, or did you go down to, like, Miami?
I was in L.A. because usually I'm in Miami, but I went to Los Angeles. And I was training with Duke Iheanacho and Omar Bolden. Those are my guys.
And John added Domata and Zach Kerr up front. I know Adam Gotsis has had, you know, a real nice run here. I would imagine you and Todd are looking at that front and kind of getting excited about what you guys might be able to do with the tougher trenches.
Oh, yeah, we're chomping at the bit right now. You know, we definitely looking at that, and we're excited. They brought in a rookie from Pittsburgh. I forgot his name.
Huh?
No, one of the guys is 350 pounds, though. That's the one I'm talking
Jared.
About. Tyreek, I'm excited. I hope he could, you know, me and Todd call him Pot Roast Jr., so hopefully he can live up to that. Because when T-Knight was in there, when Terrence Knight was in there, I remember one time he told me, we were playing the Bills, he said, look, man, when you see me in front of you, just go make the play. And he took up a double team and sat there for like 3 seconds, and I just made the play. I'm like, man, that's what I'm talking about. So hopefully he can do that.
Do you have individual expectations for your statistics this kind of year? Usually guys set the kind of marks that they're looking for. How about you?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely looking at career best for everything. Everything that, tackles, interceptions, PBUs, I'm looking at career best. And I think, you know, some of the things that Joe Woods has added to the defense, I think it allowed me to do it at my position. I'm excited. I've been putting a lot of work in. And I think when you put a lot of work in, you kind of gain confidence in yourself because you know that you put the work in. You know that you're grinding. So I'm definitely looking at career best for everything.
You were pretty blunt at the end of last season. You said, I didn't make enough plays.
Oh, yeah.
You were frustrated.
Definitely.
All said and done.
Absolutely. It kind of sat on me. I had a bad feeling. I had a bad taste in my mouth all of last year. Even during the season, I was like, man, I'm not making any plays. And it just felt weird. So, you know, I want to do something about that, you know. So this year I plan to have a complete opposite season. I plan to make all the plays. And, you know, that's why I tell my group, I tell my linebacker group, you know, LBs, we make all the plays. That's what we're supposed to do. We always lead the linebacker's supposed to lead the team in tackles. We're supposed to be the playmakers on defense. So I think that's what we need to get back to.
Was there something you could
I wouldn't blame it on one specific thing. I think there was, you know, some distractions and you know, maybe a Super Bowl lull, you know, whatever you want to call it. But At the end of the day, you know, nobody cares about that. You know, all they care about is did you make plays or not, and I didn't. So I look to reverse that this year.
Before you guys won the Super Bowl, did you believe in the idea of a Super Bowl lull?
Before we won the Super Bowl, I never even thought about it because I was just like, you know, I was just so mesmerized to be on a winning team and, oh, we're about to go to Super Bowl. I never thought that was a real thing. You know, I saw, you know, you would see it, right? You would see teams that won the Super Bowl and then next year they didn't make the playoffs. Never thought it would happen to us because who we have on our team. But, I mean, I think it's real. Definitely. I think so because, you know, and one of my old trainers put it to me like this. He was like, you know, when you reach all your goals, right, you have something that you work towards your whole life and you reach it, naturally there's probably a little, like, okay, it's like you take a deep breath almost. But what we have to do is, you know, we have to, you know, even though you take a deep breath, okay, I reached that or I accomplished that, we have to set new goals, you know, set new aspirations and work towards those because once you reach those old goals, once you reach the goals that you set, I guess those goals won't do it for you anymore. You know what I'm saying? They won't do it for you no more. So you got to put a higher mountain.
Why do you think Absolutely. New England does a good job of coming back every year?
That's a hell of a question. That's a great question. They always in the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl. I don't know, man. It definitely starts with, I mean, they have a great quarterback, Tom Brady. I have a great staff. You know, Bill Belichick is probably the greatest coach in NFL history. You know, I definitely will probably have to give him that. So all those things come into account. But I think it's weird because, like, no matter who they put in, no matter who's on the team, they still play well. It doesn't matter. You know, the one constant is Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They like, pick and plug guys, and they still are successful, which is crazy to me.
During the time you've been a pro, there's been a lot of talk in the media and the NFL in general about concussions.
Yeah.
Have you changed the way you tackle, or do you approach it any different, or is it the same as when you came into the
You know what's
stadium?
Crazy? I've always tackled the same. I've only had one concussion, and that was 2014. And the way I tackle is I just tackle my face up. You know, a lot of time I try to leave my head out of it. I try to tackle my chest if I can, or I tackle my face. I never lower my head. I hardly ever do that. So I think that allows me to be safer than most. Because you see a lot of guys, they come in, they dive like this. You know, if you do that, you're going to get a concussion eventually. So, you know, my coach, Richard Smith, that was here before, he actually used to make fun of me. He's like, you're a chest tackler. I'm like, look, I'm getting the job done. I'm getting the guy down, and I'm being safe. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say that to him, but I was like, I'm getting the guy. I mean, you know, here's when it started. When I was in college, my sophomore year, I would miss a lot of tackles, right? I think because I would, like, go like this, and I would just do this, and, you know. And I was getting there, but I was missing tackles, and then I was getting hurt, too. So then one day he told me, he said, put your helmet on. So I put my helmet on. He said, buckle it up. So I buckled it up. And then he just hit me in the face. He said, now, does that hurt? I said, nah. He did it again. Does that hurt? I was like, nah. He's like, tackle like that. I'm like, all right, cool. So ever since then, name is Nigel Burton. He was the defensive coordinator at Nevada my sophomore year. Then he went to be the head coach at Portland State. Okay,
there you go. Yeah. Everybody's talking about the quarterbacks. From your perspective, how do you see this quarterback competition?
Oh, I think they're competing, man. They're competing. They have a new offense. They're still learning. Mike McCoy has brought a lot of juice to the offense. I love the offense, personally. You know, Paxton has the arm you dream of. You know, Simeon has the accuracy and the mind that you dream of. So, you know, I think it's going to be a good battle, so we'll see.
For you last year, was it a difficult transition working on the pad after spending so much time with
Dan? Absolutely. It was because, you know, I'm thinking that no matter what, you know, who's in there, I'll be fine. But I think it's a transition period because, you know, you have different chemistry with different people. You know, me and Danny, I knew Danny for a little bit, so the type of chemistry we had, we kind of developed it kind of quick. And Ty's just a different player, you know, mentally than Danny. So we had to just get on the same page. And I think we're going to play beautifully together this year. It's going to be beautiful.
I mean, when you talk about offensive line working together or a secondary working together. Underrated?
It's very underrated because, you know, sometimes when I was in there with Danny, sometimes, you know, we should have communicated, but we didn't. But it's almost like I knew what he was thinking. He knew what I was thinking. So if, you know, something happened where they crossed or something, and we just knew to drop our guy, pick up another guy, whatever, you know, we just kind of developed that, you know. And me and Todd, we're developing it now. I think we have it down. It's just a different guy, man. That's just what it is, you know. You know, you're not going to play the same with everybody. So, I think what me and Todd got going on is great. We work hard. We do extra stuff. You know, we talk ball on the sideline, so we're going to be just fine.
Randy, with the potential Super Bowl hangover last offseason, what's different in the locker room this offseason?
Oh, man, I think, you know, our leadership, nobody's letting anything slide, you know, because we don't want to be 9-7. That's not us. You know, we still believe we're the best team in the AFC West. So being third place is not acceptable. So, you know, I think our leaders are doing a good job stepping up, not letting anything slide, you know, getting their own individual groups ready and together, you know, getting everybody up each day, each practice. They brought some new leaders on, you know, or some new guys for the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, those guys are bringing some juice too. So, you know, I feel like it's going to be a good year.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you. Thanks, Brandon.